There's no such thing as bog queens, said Gareth. He turned to his cousin. Right? Bog queen really were not something to joke about. I would have stopped there. We all should have stopped there. But Cabor picked up where I left off. His knack for digging up little bits of information and putting them together came in handy from time to time. It just so happened that he knew the rest of the legend, even better than I did. What better time to enlighten his cousin than in the wake of a bog body discovery? Actually, Cabor began, in the voice of a noted poet, on this very road, and on an evening just like this, the men of Fortune Bay and their families fled their homeland. On a heading north to Dim Lake. The brutal Jinyari warlord pursued them fiercely, and his minions even managed to cut off their retreat on the other side of the bog. The men and their families were trapped. With their silvery blades, the Jinyari slew men where they stood, defending their families, cast the women into the bog, and conspired to take the children for slaves. Cabor made sideways glances to his left and right as we strode, and then behind, as if to make sure no one else was within earshot. He cleared his throat and continued in a whispered tone. Once the mothers understood what was happening, saw that their plight was hopeless, each leapt into the bog willingly, their children in their arms, swam under the moss to a watery death. They believed it an act of kindness. Is that true? Asked Gareth. He looked to me for confirmation. I shrugged. Oh, it's true, all right, responded Cabor. If the diviner says so, then it's true. And he said so. So then what? Well, then great Leviathan was raised from the bog. Cabor spread his arms in a wide circular motion to emphasize the sheer size of the beast. It appeared as a giant white whale, and the thing spoke to the last man standing, weaving words of great knowledge and unsurpassed wisdom. The promise of the great beast's epic words hung in the air, but Cabor held his tongue. He glanced over to Gareth and took a deep breath. He plodded on, listening intently to nothing but our soft footsteps and the evening twitter of birds among the grasses. The storyteller's lips remained silent. Gareth's brotherly impatience with his cousin erupted. He swung his arm to his side vehemently. Well, what did it say? He said, as riled up as I've ever seen him. W-H-A-T. Did the white whale tell them? In stride, Cabor shook one finger at Gareth. Now the men swore an oath never to repeat the words spoken by the Leviathan that day. But I can tell you this much. Cabor halted sharply, dramatically, and with a strong grip, took Gareth by the shoulder. As the men fought on in desperation, the Leviathan made a deal with them. A deal that no one will speak of, even today. A deal that only desperate men would ever make. The beast, now satisfied, returned to the murky depths under the mosses. For a moment, the fighting stopped, and there was nothing but an eerie silence, broken only by giant bubbles that rose to the water's surface and burst into the air. Caber added a pinch of rasp to his voice and raised his arms high over his head as he spoke the next words. Then, as the orange sun dipped below a luminous green horizon, out of the bog arose the dead mothers, in vengeful fury, and many other dead things dredged up from the bottom of the bog along with them. Together, they entangled the Jinyari, each with a grip like wet swamp grass, and dragged them down, one by one, into the murky depths, until those few that remained finally fled in terror. Caber paused for effect before continuing with the tagline. He must have known that he had Garif right where he wanted him, for he relished in the moment. Garif said nothing. He glanced at the water-soaked mosses and tall tufts of grass that lined the trail, and then down to the muddy ground at his feet, kicking away small bits of dried mud with oversized boots. The ending that Caber devised had a dreadful spin to it. It is said that the Undying Mothers still haunt these wetlands. And if they happen to discover children not in the company of adults in the Mire Trail at night, they grab them and pull them down under the moss. For mercy's sake, lest the Jinyari get hold of them. As if on cue, a few fair-sized bubbles broke the surface of the bog waters right in front of us. Although commonplace to those accustomed to the bog, the unnatural timing of the event sent Garif marching ahead at a quickened pace. Caber and I exchanged a few animated glances and smirks. We got him good.